This is the Abhyakt Murli of the 5th of October 2025. Originally spoken on the 3rd of the 3rd, 2007. To apply the red color of this knowledge and the color of the virtues and powers of God's company is to celebrate the true holy. Today, Bhaktara has come to celebrate holy with his luckiest and holiest children. People of the world simply celebrate this festival, whereas you children don't only celebrate it. To celebrate means to become that. So you have become holy, that is, pure souls. What type of souls are all of you? You are holy, that is, greatly pure souls. People of the world simply colour their bodies with physical colours. But what colour have you souls coloured yourselves with? Which is the best colour of all? Which colour is imperishable? You know that you have coloured your souls with the colour of God's company. Through that, you souls have been coloured with the colour of purity. This colour of God's company is so great and easy that even now, at the end, people give importance to God's company. They give importance to the satsang, the company of the truth. The meaning of satsang is to stay in God's company, which is the easiest of all. Is it difficult to remain in his company, in the company of the highest on high? Just as God is the highest on high, so by being colored with the color of this company, you children too become the highest on high, pure great souls, worthy of worship souls. You love the color of this imperishable company, do you not? People of the world make so much effort, let alone God's company, they make so much effort even just to have remembrance. However, you souls know the Father, and you said with your hearts, "My Baba." The Father said, "My children," and you were colored. With which color did the Father color you? He colored you with the red color, gulal, red powder especially used for worship. He colored you with virtues and with powers, with the color of which you became deities, so that even now, at the end of the Iron Age, your pure images are worshipped in the form of deity souls. Many become pure souls, many become great souls and righteous souls, but your purity in the form of deities is such that you souls become pure and your bodies also become pure. How did you have such elevated purity? Simply with the color of the company. All of you speak with intoxication when someone asks you children where God is. Of course he is in the supreme abode, but now at the confluence age, where does God stay with you? What response would you give? Now, God only likes the heart throne of us pure souls. It is like that, is it not? The Father stays in your hearts, and you stay in the Father's heart. Those who stay in his heart, raise your hands. Do you? Acha, very good. You say with intoxication that God doesn't like any place other than your heart, because you remain combined. You do remain combined, do you not? Some children say that they remain combined, but they do not always take the benefit of the Father's company. You have made him your companion, and that is firm. You said, "My Baba," and so you made him your companion. But there is a difference between that and experiencing his company at every moment. Bhaktada sees that in this, you take benefit number wise. All of you know very well what the reason for that is. Bhaktada has told you earlier too, if any of Ravan's old property in the form of old sanskars still remains in your heart, then those things belonging to Ravan are not yours. They belong to someone else. You would never keep something with you that doesn't belong to you. You would get rid of it. However, Bhaktada has seen, and he also hears in the heart-to-heart conversations what the children say, Baba, what can I do? My sanskars are like that. Are they your sanskars that you are saying my sanskars? Is it right to say, it is my old sanskar and my old nature? Is it right? Those who think it is right to say this, raise your hands. None of you are raising your hand. So why do you say it? Is it that you say it by mistake? Since you have died alive, what is your surname now? Do you have the surname of your past birth, or is your surname BK? What do you write as your surname? BK or so-and-so? So-and-so. Since you have died alive, how can the old sanskars be yours? The old sanskars belong to someone else. They are not yours. So at this holi, you will burn something, will you not? At holi, something is burnt, and they also colour something. And so what will all of you burn at this holi? My sanskars. Remove this from the dictionary of Brahman life. Life is also a dictionary, is it not? So now, never even in your dreams, let alone in your thoughts, should you think. Don't ever think, even in your dreams, that the old sanskars are your sanskars. Now, whatever the father's sanskars are, they are your sanskars. All of you say, do you not, that your aim is to become equal to the father? So have you all made this promise to yourselves with this determined thought in your hearts? Never say mine, even by mistake. When you say mine, mine, those old sanskars take advantage of it. When you say mine, they settle down with you. They don't go away. In which form does Bhaktada wish to see all of you? You know this, and you also accept it. Bhaktada wishes to see each child seated on the throne of the forehead, to be a sovereign child who has a right to self-sovereignty, not a dependent child. He is seeing you as one who is a sovereign child, one who has controlling power and ruling power, and is a master almighty authority. In what form do you see yourselves? It is in this form, is it not? You are masters of yourselves, are you not? You are not dependent, are you? All of you are the ones who make all the souls who are dependent into those who have a right. You are the ones who are merciful towards souls who are dependent, and you make them into those who have a right. So all of you have also come here to celebrate holi, have you not? Bhaktada is also pleased that all of you have come here in the viman of love. All of you have this viman, do you not? Do you have this viman? As soon as you took birth, Bhaktada gave each Brahmin a birthday gift of a viman of the mind. So do all of you have a viman of the mind? You are raising your hands very well for this. It is okay. Is the petrol okay? Are the wings okay? Is the key to start it okay? Do you check these things? It is such a viman that it can travel to the three worlds in a second. If both the wings of courage and zeal and enthusiasm are fine, then it can start in a second. What is the key to start it? My Baba. As soon as you say My Baba, your mind will reach wherever you want it to reach. Both wings have to be fine. You must never let go of courage. Why? Pupdada's promise and blessing is, when you take one step of courage, the Father will help you with 1,000 steps. No matter how strong a sanskar may be, never lose courage. Why? The Almighty Authority Father is your helper, and you are combined, so He is ever present. Just keep a right over the Almighty Authority, the combined Father, with courage and remain firm. It has to happen. The Father is mine and I belong to the Father. Never forget this courage. What will happen then? When you think, how should I do this? Casey, it will change and instead become, do it like this, AC. Let it not be, how can I do this? What can I do? No, it is already accomplished in this way. You think, I am doing this, it will happen, it has to happen, the Father will of course help. It is already accomplished, and the Father is bound to give help to those whose intellect have firm faith. It is just that you change that form a little. You claim a right over the Father, but you change its form. Baba, you will help, will you not? You are bound to do so, are you not? You add, will you not? For those whose intellects have faith, victory is guaranteed, because Bhaktada gave every child a tilak of victory on their foreheads as soon as they took birth. Make determination the key to your intense effort. You make very good plans. When Bhaktada hears the heart-to-heart conversations, you then have a lot of courage in those, and you also make powerful plans. But when you make those plans practical, you don't do that with a plain intellect. In that, you put a little should there. It should happen. These are not thoughts of faith in yourselves, because you mix waste thoughts into them. Now, according to the time, you have to become those with plain intellects and make your thoughts practical. Do not let weak thoughts emerge even slightly. Have this awareness. We are not doing this for the first time. We have done it many times and are now simply repeating. Just remember how many times you have become victorious every cycle. You are victorious many times over, and victory is your birthright for many cycles. Become those whose intellect have faith with this right and use the key of determination. Where would victory go without you Brahman souls? Victory is the birthright of you Brahman souls. It is the garland around your necks. You have this intoxication, do you not? Do you have this intoxication? Not that you think, will it happen or not. It is already accomplished. Perform every task with this much faith in your intellects. Victory is guaranteed. You are souls whose intellect have such faith. You are that. Do not think, am I victorious or not? You are. Just have this intoxication. You were, you are, and you will be. So you are such holy souls, are you not? You are the holiest. So you have played the holy of the gulal red color of Bhaktadatta's knowledge. What more will you play? Bhaktadatta has seen that the majority of you all have very good zeal and enthusiasm. We will do this, we will do that, this will happen. Bhaktadatta is also very pleased, but this zeal and enthusiasm needs to remain constantly emerged. However, it sometimes becomes merged and it emerges sometimes. Let it not become merged. Let it remain emerged, because the whole confluence is a festival for you. Those people only celebrate a festival sometimes, because they remain in tension a lot of the time, and so they therefore think that they should dance, sing, and eat with festivity, and that it would be a change for them. However, you sing and dance every second. You constantly continue to dance in happiness in your mind, do you not? Or don't you? Do you dance? Do you know how to dance in happiness? You know how to dance. Those who know how to dance, raise your hands. You know how to dance. Good. Congratulations if you know how to dance. So do you constantly dance or only sometimes? Bhaktadatta gave you homework for this year. Never think these two words, sometimes something. Have you done that? Or is there still sometimes? Let sometimes something now finish. There is no question of getting tired from dancing. Whether you are lying down, doing work, walking or sitting, you can perform this dance of happiness. And you can also sing songs of the attainments you have received from the Father. You know the song, do you not? Everyone knows this song. Some may know songs of words and others may not, but everyone knows the song of the attainments and the virtues of the Father. So every day is a festival. Every moment is a festival. Constantly dance and sing. Baba hasn't given you any other work to do. This is the only work you have to do, dance and sing. So enjoy yourselves. Why do you carry a burden? Enjoy yourselves, sing and dance, that is all. Acha. You have celebrated holy, have you not? Now, will you also play holy with colors? Acha. The devotees will copy you, will they not? You play holy with God, and so the devotees also play holy with one or other of you deities. Acha. Today some children have sent emails, letters, and they have phoned. Whatever facilities are available, they have sent greetings for holy in those ways. The moment you think of sending it, it reaches Bhaktadatta. However, all of you children everywhere are especially remembering. You had remembered Baba. Bhaktadatta is also giving every child multi-million-fold blessings and love and remembrance from his heart in return to each one, person by name and speciality. When a trance messenger goes to Baba, each one gives his or her remembrance individually. And even for those who haven't sent any remembrance through the trance messenger, it still reaches Bhaktadatta. This is the speciality of God's love. Each of these days is so lovely. Whether you are in villages or big cities, the remembrance of even those who are in the villages reaches the Father, even though they don't have the facilities, because the Father has many spiritual facilities. Acha. In today's world, Doctors tell everyone to stop taking medicine and to do exercise instead. But Dada also says, stop battling, stop laboring, and throughout the whole day, exercise your mind for 5 minutes every now and then. Become incorporeal for 1 minute. Become angelic for 1 minute. Become an all-round server for 1 minute. Do this exercise of the mind throughout the whole day for 5 minutes each time. Then you will remain ever healthy and be saved from laboring. This is possible, is it not? Those from Madhuban? Madhuban is the foundation, and the vibrations of Madhuban reach everywhere automatically. When something happens in Madhuban, it reaches the different places of the whole of Bharat the very next day. There are so many facilities available in Madhuban that nothing remains hidden, whether it is good or something of effort. So whatever Madhuban does, those vibrations will spread everywhere automatically and easily. First, the residents of Madhuban should stop waste thoughts. Is this possible? Is it? All of you are sitting in the front, are you not? Madhuban residents, raise your hands. So, you Madhuban residents have to make a plan among yourselves to finish all waste. Bhagdada is not telling you to end your thoughts, but to finish all waste thoughts. There is no benefit in them, only distress. Is it possible? Those of you Madhuban residents who feel that you will have a meeting among yourselves and do this, raise your hands. If you feel that you will do it, that you have to do it, then raise your hands high. Raise both hands. Congratulations. Bhagdada is giving you congratulations from his heart. Congratulations. Those from Madhuban have courage and can do whatever they want. You can make others do it too. There are also the sisters of Madhuban. Sisters, raise your hands. Raise your hands high. Have a meeting. Daddies, have a meeting with them. Look, all of them are raising their hands. Now maintain the honor of the hands. Acha, Father Brahma gave a final blessing, incorporeal, viceless, and egoless. This last blessing from Father Brahma was a huge gift for you children. So can you accept Father Brahma's gift with your mind in a second? Can you have the determined thought that you will constantly put the Father's gift into your practical life? Because the gift from Adidev is not a small thing. Brahma is the great-great-grandfather. The gift from him is not a small thing. So have the thought, according to your own effort, that today's holy means that which has already happened. Holy. Hoge. It has happened. But from now, you will constantly make this gift emerge and give the return of service to Father Brahma. Look, Father Brahma continued to serve till the last day, until the last moment. This was a sign of Father Brahma's love for serving and for the children. So to give a return to Father Brahma means to revise repeatedly the gift that you were given and to put that into your practical life. So in return for the love of Father Brahma, all of you must have this determined thought in your hearts. This is giving the return of the gift of love from Father Brahma. Acha. To all the luckiest and holiest children everywhere. To the courageous children who always put into a practical form the key of determined thoughts. To those who constantly keep their minds busy in doing different types of service. To the children who earn an income of multi-millions at every step. To those who maintain their enthusiasm every day and celebrate every day as a festival. To the children who constantly have the fortune of happiness. Pupdada's love, remembrance, and namaste. Blessing. May you become constantly soul conscious, and by experiencing love and having the stage of being absorbed in love, forget everything else. Let there be love in your awareness and your stage, so that you remain absorbed in love in your actions, words, connections, and relationships. You will then forget everything else and become soul conscious. Love brings you into a close relationship with the Father and makes you into a full renunciate. With this speciality of love and with the stage of being absorbed in love, you can awaken the fortune and luck of all souls. This love is the key to the lock of luck. This is a master key. With this key, you can make any unfortunate soul fortunate. Slogan: when you fix the moment for your own transformation, world transformation will then automatically take place. Avyak signal: experiment on yourself and others with your mind with the powers of yoga. The mirror of the power of the mind is your words and actions. Whether it is souls without this knowledge or souls who have this knowledge, when in a relationship or connection with either of them, let your words and actions be full of good wishes and pure feelings. Those who have pure and powerful minds will automatically have pure and powerful words and actions. When you have a powerful mind, it means the power of your remembrance will be elevated and powerful, and you will be an easy yogi. Om Shanti.